With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The state set another single-day record for new confirmed cases of COVID-19 today. 1,214 new cases were reported by the state health department, and 5 more people died from the virus. The number of new cases have outpaced recoveries over the past week, with the number of active cases growing by 3,700. 37 people died over the past week due to the coronavirus. Hospital capacity continues to be strained, with 3 of the state's largest hospitals reporting they were full at points over the last week. As of Thursday, St. Peter's, St. Vincent, and Benefice hospitals all reported that their inpatient beds were full. Hospitals have maintained that they have found ways to care for patients even when inpatient beds are reported as full. Multiple county health departments report they cannot keep up contact tracing with the number of new cases. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly echoed Governor Steve Bullock today in saying that it's hard to enact new health restrictions without more economic support for the individuals and businesses they would impact. A northwestern Montana judge has denied a request by the state health department for preliminary court orders to require 5 Flathead County businesses to enforce health orders aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. District Judge Dan Wilson yesterday said the state health department failed to make a case for immediate action against the businesses. The health department said the businesses did not take reasonable measures to enforce the governor's mask mandate. An owner or employee of each business testified that they have tried to abide with the order, but said they would lose employees or customers if they force the issue on them. Republican Montana Governor-elect Greg Gianforte today announced his joint transition advisory team for 2 agencies key to managing the state's natural resources. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
A news release says the team will review candidates to serve as the next directors of the Department of Environmental Quality and Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Gianforte campaigned on a promise to get rid of what he called needless delays in permitting and create good-paying Montana jobs. The advisory team includes representatives of lumber, oil and gas, engineering, and construction industries, along with local and state elected officials. It also includes the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's president and a water rights and property law attorney. Gianforte said in the news release, the state can responsibly develop natural resources while protecting the environment, but, quote, for too long, state government has stood in the way, with DNRC and DEQ serving as project prevention departments, unquote. Montana DNRC is currently led by John Tubbs, appointed by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock in 2016. DEQ Director Sean McGrath was appointed by Bullock in 2018. Gianforte's Montana comeback plan, released during the campaign, prioritizes a top-to-bottom review of every state agency to cut what it calls unnecessary regulations. The plan also pledges to install new leaders at state agencies. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Montana's Professional Organization of Nurses issued a set of recommendations Friday for ways Montanans can slow the spread of COVID-19. Montana Nurses Association's recommendations include keeping schools closed for the rest of the year, avoiding travel, and staying home for the next month and a half. The association also recommends masks be required in businesses and public places. It references new CDC data that show a mask not only protects others, but also the person wearing the mask. The Montana Nurses Association says pausing now and committing to preventative measures could help the state's schools, businesses, and government succeed in 2021 and avoid overwhelming Montana's healthcare system. The Missoula Chief of Police says a state investigation is looking into a fatal police shooting of a man officers say was armed with a knife. Missoula Police gave new details on the shooting during a press conference yesterday. Missoula police say an officer fired at Jesse James Cale Brown after responding to an active domestic assault call on November 7th. Police say officers at the scene were attacked by Brown, who was armed with a kitchen knife. Brown died at the scene. During a press conference, Police Chief Jason White declined to name any officers involved or release body cam footage, citing the ongoing investigations. White said an officer shot at Brown after a taser was ineffective.
Fearing for his own life and safety, the officer fired 4 rounds from his department-issued weapon.
A group of protesters gathered outside the police department a few days after the shooting to demand an investigation into the death. Once the Department of Criminal Investigations has concluded its investigation, it will go to the Missoula County Attorney's Office, where the cause of death will be investigated. The Missoula Police Department is also conducting an administrative investigation into the incident. Critics say a U.S. Department of Interior order issued earlier this week guts a federal program that uses money from oil and gas drilling to buy land for recreation and conservation. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund received full funding for the first time in its half-century history when the Great American Outdoors Act was signed into law in early August. John Gale, Conservation Director at Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, says the LWCF is a critical tool in improving wildlife habitat across big landscapes, creating hiker and hunter entry to public land that's closed off by private property, and establishing public access sites on rivers all over Montana.
So next time you're doing a boat launch and going for a float with family or your friends, that experience may be brought to you by LWCF.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt's new order requires governors and local governments to sign off on land sales. Gale said that could create lengthy delays or mean projects get nixed before they're off the ground.
If I'm a private landowner, I'm upset by this just as much as any other people that value public lands and water should be.
It also sidelines Bureau of Land Management projects. A priorities list for the LWCF contains two BLM projects in Montana, totaling more than $13 million. One that would protect hunting and other recreation land along the Blackfoot River, and another that would open up over 9,000 acres of land near the Musselshell River. Both of Montana's U.S. senators were co-sponsors of the bill that fully funded the LWCF. Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines campaigned on his role in getting it passed. In a statement, Senator Daines voiced dissatisfaction with the changes in the order and said they, quote, must be corrected going forward to ensure Montana voices are heard, end quote. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester said in a press release he is, quote, deeply concerned, end quote, with the changes. In the order, Secretary Bernhardt said the changes coordinate and clarify how LWCF funds are used. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
This is MTPR.